This piece was brought to you by White Oak Pastures, whiteoakpastures.com, heritageradionetwork.org.
This is the news.
Deforestation has been a high-profile issue in the Amazon for years. But did you know that it's also a problem elsewhere? Orangutan habitats in Malaysia and Indonesia have slowly been decimated by the palm oil industry for years. And National Geographic recently reported that most of the 1,200 orangutans now being cared for in rescue centers were displaced by conversion of their habitat for oil palms. In December 2013, Wilmar International, the world's largest palm oil company, committed to a zero deforestation policy. And some of their biggest buyers, like Hershey and General Mills, have announced similar ones. Palm oil appears in hundreds of processed foods, and production doesn't look like it's going to slow down. I have Rich Zimmerman on the line. Rich is the executive director of Orangutan Outreach, a New York-based orangutan conservation organization. Rich, do these zero deforestation pledges actually mean anything?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to talk to you and give some information to your listeners. Yes, the pledges do mean something. A lot of us have been fighting for years to be able to get to at least a point where there are these pledges being made. A lot of the impact will really come from law enforcement and from implementation on the ground. And to have a company like Wilmar saying that they're going to be deforestation free is huge. But there is a caveat that Wilmar is big. They're in Malaysia, they're in Indonesia, they're moving into Africa, they're everywhere. And the trick will be to see if what they say at the top is actually carried out in all of their divisions and all their subsidiaries. And that will not be easy. Again, there's a lot of territory and a lot of companies that will have to fall in line to make that a reality.
And how is that all going to be enforced?
Well, there's going to have to be third parties on the ground making sure that there's no burning going on, that there's no deforestation. There's going to have to be transparency, accountability. And when there are problems, it will have to be dealt with legally by the Indonesian or Malaysian authorities. And there will be problems. There always are. It's never perfect. But in order to be valid, someone will have to be making sure that it's actually enforced.
Do you think that orangutans and other wildlife are going to be able to recover?
Will recover? That's a tough word. Recover to what? The numbers historically have just been decreasing and decreasing and decreasing. The populations that are still out there need to be protected. They'll be fine as long as the forest is there and they're left and they're not harmed by humans. It'll be difficult with time because a lot of the orangutans have been in these centers for many years. And a lot of the organizations like Borneo Orangutan Survival are finally getting the rehabilitated orangutans back into a forest. But again, we'll have to protect those forests, and the populations could go back up in the future, but it's difficult because for all the orangutans that get released, there's still babies coming in, and that's regularly. Orangutan Outreach works with partners in Sumatra and Kalimantan, which is in Indonesian Borneo, and there's babies coming in all the time. I know of several that came in this week already, so it's we can save the orangutans. That's not an issue. We're optimistic about that. But to save the orangutans, we need to save their forests. And to save those forests, we need to make sure that timber companies and the oil palm companies and the mining companies don't go in and destroy them.
All right. Thank you so much for talking to me, Rich. This is Elizabeth Sachs reporting for HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. Thanks for listening.